It's the Frontline Theater. Frontline Theater presents Only Yesterday, starring Loretta Young and Joseph Cotten in the radio adaptation of a great and outstanding movie hit. And as an added attraction, there's the music of Xavier Cugat and his band. Welcome to Frontline Theater, men. This is your theater, and every performance is presented especially for you, the men fighting with the United Nations on freedom's front line. Our play tonight is the radio adaptation of one of the most memorable stories ever presented on the screen. But just to give you men ample time to gather around your radio, here's Xavier Cugat and his rumba band playing a modern version of a timeless hit, Isle of Capri. Coming back for some more of your swell music during intermission. But now let's get to Act One of Only Yesterday, starring Loretta Young as Mary Lane and Joseph Cotten as Jim Emerson. The time is October 1929, the month of the fateful Wall Street crash. Prices are tumbling, fortunes disappearing, men taking their lives in the face of financial doom. Jim Emerson, tall, middle-aged, respectable speculator, sits in his study. He stares somberly at the revolver on his desk. Suddenly, his hand moves toward it. His fingers wind themselves around it. He raises the revolver to his head and... Yes?
Benson, sir. I know you didn't want to be disturbed, Mr. Emerson, but... Well, I beg your pardon, sir.
What's the matter?
That gun on your desk, sir. I mean...
Just cleaning it. What do you want?
A young boy just brought this letter, sir. It's marked personal and urgent. I thought it might be important.
You can leave it.
Yes, sir. The boy says he was told to wait, sir. Will it be an answer?
I don't know. I haven't read it yet.
Quite right, sir. I'll have him wait outside.
Funny way to do up a letter. All this sealing wax and tape looks more like a manuscript. Oh, well... Few minutes more can't make much difference. Might as well read it. Let's see. To you who will not remember me, but whom I can never forget, you need not be worried by what I write. I ask for nothing. No love, no pity, no atonement, nothing. And yet I must write. This one and only
time. I must speak to you, darling. To you who has never known me. And whom I have never ceased to love. I say you never knew me, you never did. Not even when we met. Oh, yes, we met. The first time when you came to Norfolk to visit friends you'd known at college. I was only 14 then. Of course you didn't notice me. A shy, gawky adolescent girl. You didn't notice how I trembled when you accidentally touched my hand. Or how I colored when you looked at me. But you did look at me. And smiled. And in that single dot of time, the mere breath between two moments, a little half-grown girl became a woman. A woman who was to love you all her life. I loved you even then with my whole heart. But 5 years passed before I spoke to you. Remember, Jim, it was during the war. You were stationed at the training camp near town, and we were entertaining officers at the country club.
Say, if these girls are a sample of what this town is like, I'm going to change my address after the war.
What do you mean, war? If this is war, Sherman was off his nut. Another cocktail, Jim?
That's for me.
Oh, excuse me. Lieutenant James Emerson.
I'm Emerson.
Well, I'm supposed to look after you, and... Well, the orchestra's playing. Shall we dance?
Why not? You know, I certainly am in luck having you take care of me. Why did I ever meet you before?
Shh, don't say that.
What have I done?
Well, you see this card?
It says Lieutenant James Emerson, me.
Uh-huh. And the other side?
Miss Amy Breckenridge. You?
No.
No?
No, I'm Mary Lane. You see, we're supposed to take care of the officers whose name was on our card. But I traded Amy, my captain, for you.
Showing you have no proper respect for rank. But why did you?
Because I wanted to be with you.
Tell Amy that.
Well, not exactly. She thinks you and I know each other very well.
What gave her that idea?
I did.
What?
And I wore some flowers last week, too.
Flowers, too? From me?
Yes.
Say, how long has this been going on?
5 years.
Have I been sending you flowers for 5 years?
Oh, no. I mean, it's been 5 years since we met.
Well... it's all fine with me, but look, I think we'd better go out on the porch and get this all straightened out.
Oh. You see, it was at Mrs. Talbot's party when you visited here 5 years ago.
And I met you then?
Yes. And I don't think you noticed me. I was only 14, of course. But I gave you a sandwich.
That was nice of you.
And I saw you once afterwards when you were campaigning for President Wilson. You made a speech. Oh, it was a beautiful speech. I'll never forget the way you said, he's the only man who can keep us out of war.
Swell guesser, wasn't I?
Well, it was the way you said it. You were so sincere and so handsome, too. I tried to buy a picture of you, but they only had the ones of President Wilson and Vice President Marshall.
Oh, you darling.
Oh.
Hmm?
I said, oh.
I
Oh, please, you really mustn't kiss me.
Well, why not? You can't say you haven't known me long enough. 5 years, that's enough for one kiss, especially such a little one.
Perhaps we'd better go inside.
You really want to?
No.
Well, come on, let's walk. There's a lot of things about you I'd like to know.
Now I can tell you, Jim, in this letter, the things I thought as we walked that night. I said to myself... all the rest was a dream. Nothing but this moment was real. This is real. I'm walking with him and he's smiling at me. He did smile at me, Jim. But I didn't know then what I came to know later. That your eyes were always the same for any woman, warm and melting. I only knew that I was happy. Just being there with you in the night.
Perfect, isn't it? Air like wine. Virginia moonlight. A girl like you. In another minute, I'm going to be in love with you.
Oh, please, don't lie to me.
Lie to you? But this is the most delightful, surprising, enchanting. Oh my sweet.
Oh. 5 years. I've loved you for 5 years.
Who's making
it?
Oh, that wasn't me, Mary. Honest, that was that last cocktail.
Dad and Mother must be sound asleep. I've never been out this late before.
Sorry.
Oh, no, I'm glad.
For everything?
For everything.
Oh, what are we whispering about? We're married, aren't we? Let's go in and tell them.
Oh, do you think we should? I mean, tonight?
Oh, but Jim,
it might be a shock to them like this. I really ought to meet them first.
Oh.
I mean, when there's no cocktails stumbling all over the place.
Well, if you think so. Jim, when will you get away from camp? When am I going to see you again?
Saturday night, my next leave, unless I go AWOL, and oh. I might.
And you do. You do love me, don't you?
Yes, I do. And there's a kiss for every question. Cheer up, sweet. Mm. Only till Saturday.
Only till Saturday. Only a million years, that's all. Appetite, Mary. I declare you've scarcely eaten a thing.
Had too good a time at the dance last night, eh, Mary?
It was a marvelous dance, Dad.
Was your partner nice?
Oh, yes. Yes, he was very nice, Mother. He's a lieutenant. He's very tall and dark and... Well, he's quite good looking at...
Oh, someone's at the door.
Coke will answer it.
Oh, Mary, will your officer be coming to the house?
Oh, of course, Mother. On Saturday when he gets his leave.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, hello, Amy.
Hello.
Come in. Have a hot waffle?
No, thanks, Mrs. Lane. I'm too excited to eat. Have you heard the news?
What news?
The men at the camp are leaving. They're going across.
This morning?
Yes, the orders from Washington came all of a sudden.
Going across.
What? Mary, what's wrong, dear?
Oh, excuse me, Mother. I really don't want any waffles, and I've got to hurry.
If you're hurrying to see a certain officer, you might as well stay here.
Stay here? Amy, what do you mean?
I mean, I just came from the railroad station. I saw him getting on the train. He's gone.
Jim, if these words you're reading now can tell you how I felt. I never thought of blaming you. I told myself it was your duty. You had to go. It wasn't your fault that they wouldn't let you phone. I told myself I'd hear from you. That you'd write me soon. But you didn't, Jim. I never heard from you again. Even now, I haven't the briefest note of yours, not one single line from you, to whom I gave my life. I waited. Desperately, despairingly. And soon I knew I must tell my folks. But I couldn't tell them, Jim. And so I ran away to New York. I found a job and worked until I couldn't anymore. When the time arrived, they came and took me to a hospital. A city hospital, they said it was.
Boy. Dang little fellow.
Sounds like a celebration.
It is. About the biggest one this country's ever had.
I didn't know my baby would be that important.
You certainly picked a great day for that boy. They signed the armistice.
The armistice?
People are crazy with the news. The war's over.
It's over. She'll be coming back. Doctor.
Yes?
Doctor, please get me out of here as soon as you can. My son has a date to meet his father. That's all I could think of, Jim, but you were coming back. Nothing else mattered. Not even the terrible loneliness in which my son was born. Your son, Jim. And somehow my luck changed when I got out. I found a job in a dress shop owned by Julie Murray. She was kind to me, Jim. I told her all about you. She understood. Her faith was just as strong as mine. Something had happened to keep you from writing. And when you saw me again, you loved me as you loved me that night. Julie and I, we counted the weeks together. Then the days. And then suddenly there were only hours left. Your regiment was back. We were there in that delirious crowd looking for you, trying to find you. Mary, he ought to be in this bath. Can you see him? I get you. It's wonderful to have you back.
Yes. Yes, it's wonderful to be back.
Jim. Jim, don't you know who I am?
Jim, boy. Oh, good old Jim.
Blanche, honey, how are you?
I just finally for my great, big, beautiful
Save old life. Where do we go from here?
Everywhere. We'll pick up right from where we left off. The whole gang's waiting. Come on.
Let's go. That's good enough for me.
Jim. Oh, I couldn't keep up with you, Mary. Have you found him? Where is he? Did he... What's the matter, child? What's happened? He didn't know me, Julia. He didn't recognize me. He shook my hand and... He didn't know who I was.
And that was Act One of Only Yesterday, starring lovely Loretta Young as Mary Lane and Joseph Cotton as Jim Emerson. And now, while you light up a smoke during intermission, here's that maestro of Latin melodies, Xavier Cugat, all ready with a little more of his characteristic music.
Pulpa, my rica pulpa, meta marina. La zona de mi tablero para venderla con mi pego. Al salir mi hermosa a escuchar mi trego, luces como una rosa, hay de las muchas sin galán en tu balcón. Rica pulpa, es mi pulpa más sabrosa que la miel. Cual la pulpa de unos labios que curaron mis agravios. Ay, con mi pulpa yo voy mi pasera, ay, endulzando así la valentera con la azúcar de mi pulpa. Ay, rica pulpa, es más dulce que los besos de mujer.
Rica pulpa,
ya llegó el soltero, la rica pulpa de tamarindo pa' mi nene.
Pulpa, rica pulpa.
Ya llegó el soltero, la rica pulpa de tamarindo pa' mi nene.
Rica pulpa,
ya llegó el soltero, ay, mira, negra, la rica pulpa de tamarindo.
Rica pulpa,
este va el dulcero, la rica pulpa, mi negra yo la llevo pa' ti.
Pulpa, rica pulpa,
el dulcero, la rica pulpa de tamarindo pa' mi nene goza de.
Pulpa, rica pulpa,
pulpa, es rica pulpa, como besos de mujer.
Thank you, Xavier Cugat, and please come back again soon. And now, back to Act Two of Only Yesterday. The house lights are being dimmed, the curtain rises slowly, and we find Jim Emerson still seated in his study, reading the fascinating letter brought to him by a little boy. A letter which tells this story.
Jim, no one will ever know how I felt that moment when you turned away. All my dreams, all the tender little things I built up in my mind came crashing down
about my life. I don't know how I even managed to get home. Julia tried to help, of course. She insisted that we come to live with her, the boy and I. And she thought up all sorts of excuses for you, Jim. After all, you'd only seen me once that night, and I had changed. My hair was bobbed, and my clothes were different. That was why you hadn't recognized me. But in my heart, I knew the truth. I was just one of many for you. It wasn't that you didn't know me now. The truth was, you never knew me. Never thought of me at all. I wasn't complaining, Jim. I didn't then, and I'm not complaining now. But don't you see? I couldn't bring the boy to you. You'd never ask to have a son, and why should I burden your life with his?
So I tried to work. I thought that work perhaps might help me to forget. And I did work. But I couldn't forget. It was just about a month later, I think.
Mary, dinner's ready, dear.
Come on, honey, I'm hungry enough. What's the idea of the hat and coat?
We're eating here.
You'll have to excuse me, Julie. I'm going out.
Out where?
To see Jim.
That's my dear child.
I can't stand it any longer. I'm going to tell him where I am.
Isn't this rather a sudden change?
Sudden? You know where I was this noon. In front of his office, waiting for him to come out. Hoping he'd see me and remember.
Yeah, darling.
And that wasn't the first time, Julia. There hasn't been a day since he came back that I haven't stood outside his office. Or near his home, hoping that he'd see me. I'm proud to go to him and tell him the truth. But I'm going to swallow my pride, Julia. I'm going to him and tell him that I love him and...
Mary.
Oh, I know, Julia. You think I'm out of my mind, don't you?
Mary, have you seen this evening's paper?
Paper?
No, Here, you better take a look at it.
Frankly. Mr. James Emerson and his wife, the former Blanche King, sailed today for a honeymoon.
Oh, Mary, darling. I'm so terribly sorry.
Since then, Jim, since that night and now when you read these words of mine, well, some might mark it off in years. I measure it in eternity. And still, even without you, I had to live. There was a boy, you see. I'd named him Jimmy after you. For his sake and not for mine, I had to live. So after a time, I started going out a bit. And there were men who thought me beautiful. Many men. All but you for whom I was waiting. Even Julia couldn't understand that. Sometimes she thought,
you're very lovely tonight, Mary. David will be proud.
He's been looking forward to New Year's Eve.
Why? Anything special going to happen?
I don't know. I've promised to give him his answer tonight.
Oh, he's a fine person, Mary.
Yes, I know. Jimmy wanted to know if he's to have a new father. I promised I'd call him at 12 sharp. Will you have him up?
Well, of course I will. Remember, David loves you a great deal, Mary. You've never had any reason to.
David loved me. And who knows what my answer might have been if fate hadn't interfered again. It was at the St. Regis, remember? There were 8 or 10 of us. We were being very gay. And then I saw you. And you looked up just then and caught me staring. You smiled. I smiled back. And then you sent the waiter with a note scrawled on the corner of a menu card. It said, I'm leaving. Join me. And I did, Jim. I left my friends without explaining why and went to you. Because you smiled.
Well, this is it. Like it?
Very nice. Whose place is it?
Mine, of course. I'll fix some drinks.
Oh, but this isn't where you live.
Yes, but... What makes you say that?
I never saw a place so completely without the feminine part.
Oh, as a matter of fact, this is where I live. The other place is where I sleep and eat and get my mail.
Oh, and your wife?
I'm afraid she approves. There are so many she'd rather see than me. Ready for one of my special mixtures?
Thank you.
There it is. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Oh, I'm sorry. May I use your phone?
Certainly, it's right there.
Thank you. Operator, I want Sacramento 7682. Yes, please.
Want me to disappear while you talk?
No.
I warn you, I'll listen.
I don't mind. Hello? Is that you, darling? Happy New Year. No, that's all, dear. No, absolutely nothing else. Yes, of course, you'd be the first to know. Yes, darling. Good night.
Sounded quite innocent. Was it a man?
Yes.
I'm jealous.
He wouldn't be jealous of you. He'd be glad I was here.
You're the strangest person. Who are you? All right. Leave it all to guessing. Leave me in the dark, but I don't care. I'm not afraid of the dark. Are you?
Oh, how can it be dark when you're happy?
Oh, you dumb. Funny the way things happen, isn't it? I was expecting the usual stupid New Year's Eve, and then... Well, I wouldn't even have dared dream it, because... Well, this is... I give you my word. This is the most delightful, surprising, enchanting...
You must have said that so many times.
I mean it all. You're lovely.
Oh, to hear you say that.
Lovely.
To hear you say it just like that. Yes, it is worth a lifetime. Hmm? Jim, to put on paper all the things I dreamed as I left you that night. I was so sure you'd phone, so certain that you'd recognize me. And I was glad I'd waited for you all those years. Now, I was waiting again. Because you didn't phone. You never did. I should have called you, perhaps. But it's too late now. I'm ill. The doctor looks so grave and serious. He doesn't say very much, but I pretty well know how things are. Why don't you try to sleep a little? Julie, tell me the truth. You've phoned the boarding school for Jimmy to come home.
Well, what of it?
He'd like to see you. It's hopeless, then.
Oh, now that's no way to talk.
Julia. Yes? Julia, in the drawer of the night table, there's a letter. Will you give it to me? And a pen?
Mary, do you think you
should? Oh, please, most of it's written already. There isn't much there. And now it's time to say goodbye, Jim. When you receive this, I shall be gone, but your son will be there. He'll bring him to you. You must not feel you owe him any duty, Jim, because I've provided for him and Julia loves him. But still, I feel I have no right denying you the privilege of this one last choice. Goodbye, my darling.
I can call you mine now. I can even write them now. The words I didn't speak last New Year's Eve. I love you, Jim, as I have loved you always. As I love
him.
Goodbye.
Mary. Mary. Mr.
Ellison, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Begging your pardon, sir.
About the gun, I mean. I got to thinking. I'm quite familiar with firearms, sir. I could tame it if you wish.
Don't worry about it, then.
Yes, sir. And the boy, sir. He's still waiting for you.
Yes, the boy. Send him in, Benson. I'd like to meet my son.
Down comes the final curtain on Only Yesterday, a drama starring Loretta Young as Mary Lane and Joseph Cotton as Jim Emerson. Next week, another hit play will be brought you by Frontline Theater, and each week you will hear radio versions of the leading comedies, dramas, mysteries, and musicals with your favorite stars in the leading roles. If you would like to hear any special play, just mail your request to Frontline Theater, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Produced by the Armed Forces Radio Service.